Let's look at the translation and meaning and insights of Canto 1, Chapter 1, Verse 3, Shloka. Translation. O expert and thoughtful men, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the ripened fruit of a tree of Vedic literature. It has emerged from the mouth of Shukadeva Goswami and it is full of the nectar of immortality. This essence of all scriptures is most delicious and is meant to be relished repeatedly by those who are thoughtful and wise. Meaning and insights. First, the ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge. The Vedas are compared to a desire-fulfilling tree which is called Kalpataru, and the Bhagavatam is described as its ripened fruit containing the essence of all Vedic wisdom. This indicates that Srimad Bhagavatam holds the most sublime and sweetest teachings of the Vedas. Secondly, enriched by Shukadeva Goswami, the fruit gains its extraordinary taste because it was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami, a realized sage. His narration is imbued with the nectar or amrita of divine realization, making the teachings even more profound and palatable. Thirdly, to be relished repeatedly. The Bhagavatam is not just to be read once, but to be savored over and over like an exquisite dish that never loses its charm. It appeals to those who are rasika, meaning connoisseurs of spiritual joy, and bhavukaha, deep thinkers or contemplatives. Fourthly, a call to the thoughtful. The verse invites wise and discerning individuals to immerse themselves in the nectarian teachings of the Bhagavatam. It emphasizes the joy and fulfillment derived from the scripture, transcending mere intellectual satisfaction to touch the soul. Last but not the least, the fifth one, source of spiritual bliss. The Bhagavatam is considered an eternal source of spiritual happiness, delivering liberation and an intimate connection with the Supreme. This verse highlights an unparalleled sweetness, depth, and importance of Srimad Bhagavatam for anyone seeking spiritual truth and joy, encouraging repeated engagement to extract its endless nectar.